Joe, you there?
I am here. Yes, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I just want to ask you, first of all, before we get to the report, how did the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities get involved in this overall effort?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. I think the real direct answer to that is our municipal CEOs, our mayors, our first selectmen, our town managers, all across the state, I think maybe somewhat unfortunately, we're not at all surprised by the Dalio report. That was the question that we asked when Dalio released its report about the 119,000. Does this shock you? And the people who are on the ground in our cities and towns, from, you know, the urban, suburban, rural, it really didn't matter, all pretty much came forward and said, no, we're not shocked. We know who a lot of these young people are. We understand their challenges. We're just not exactly sure what to do or how collectively we can do anything to turn this around. So that's really how we got involved. It was really driven from the bottom up, from the mayors and first selectmen across the state, asking our organization to lean in and help them come up with a plan.
Okay, so your report starts that process of a plan. Tell us what's in it.
Well, there's a lot in it. There's 22 aligned actions, and some of those aligned actions have four or five different different parts to it. But I think, you know, what it really in a nutshell does is it shows how to close the gaps to where young people fall through the cracks in their service needs. It creates a greater accountability in our school system and really measures accountability in our school systems in a different way. And then it puts a lot of investment into workforce and how do we actually get these people, these young people on the path to real careers and involved in our economy. So if I had to really break it down into three very high level areas, right, I would say those are the three areas that it directly focuses on.
We're talking with Joe DeLong, who's the executive director of the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities here in Bryan & Company. From what I see, the cost is close to $1 billion. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, I think the interesting thing is if you read into the funding, the first part of it is you have to understand the cost of inaction, you know, staying the course of where we are now, which has an extreme cost associated with it. You know, you're talking about $750 million in lost tax revenue and expenses to the state of Connecticut. You're talking about $5.5 billion a year in GDP. As well as the social cost and the cost of crime and all of the other things that come from this. So I think that's the first thing that people have to understand when you talk about cost. There is a massive cost by not doing anything, a massive cost that we're paying now. It certainly costs a whole lot more to incarcerate someone for 5 years than it does to educate them for five and put them in the workforce. On the how to pay for it, a lot of this report really, I think, goes into pretty good detail on how to do things like social impact bonding, things that would model after, tax increment financing, essentially recapturing the growth of putting these young people into the workforce, of having them included in the tax base, recapturing that economic growth and that economic activity to pay for the plan. So it's not calling for any tax increases. It actually lays out a path on how to do it without tax increases. And it's really about funding what we need to be funded through the successful outcomes of what the plan is trying to get to.
I don't have enough time to unpack that, so I'll put a pin in that because we're up against the clock. But my last question is, so you have this really detailed concept laid out. What are the next steps? Does this get taken to the legislative session? Like, just tell people like how this could actually be implemented.
Yeah, I think there certainly are components of it that the General Assembly will need to take up. And we have developed some strong relationships on both sides of the aisle of the General Assembly and a lot of support in the Assembly for the approach that this plan has taken. So that'll be a step. But the other step will be, you know, getting out in the community and educating people on how it actually works, because that's a big part of this as well. As you mentioned, there's a lot to unpack here. And it's something that we feel like the people within our communities need to fully understand and be able to lean into in order to make it successful.
Yeah, it's important stuff. Now, the report, you can read about it in a lot of different places. Can they go to, is there a place where people can read it?
Yeah, they can go to our website, which is ccm-ct.org. And they can see the report. They can also see all of the public statements made by various groups like the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, the United Way, teacher, you know, educators. They can also see all the comments that have been made in support of the work and what other organizations are saying about this.
Great. Great job, Joe. Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.